pushed up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's, true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some.
Welcome back. Another episode of The Scenario. We're finally back once again, family and friends. Matt, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, man, everything's moving. I tell you what, though. Man, that daylight savings time, man, that ruined the whole way I live my life, man. I might move to Indiana.
Where you don't have to worry about it. Where
don't they just don't do it. Like, here's my thing.
They go into the next time zone. Don't like they fall back. They come to ours, and when they go forward, they go into East Coast. So,
here's my thing. I think it should be voluntary. Like, I think you should be able to choose if you're participating. I'm always down for things moving forward. I'm not. I don't want time to move backwards, though. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't want it to move backwards. I don't need it to move forward. Yeah. Like, Saturday night, out kicking it.
We get back to the crib. You're like, it's 4 o'clock? Like, no, it's not.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, oh, I'm ruined. I can't do it, man. I think it should be optional. In this era of Me Too, and hey, and we all got a choice. I need a hashtag, I'm not in. I'm out. Count me out. Hashtag, count me out. I don't need to be giving up any hours in my life. I'm too old to be giving up hours in my life. You can't make my days move even quicker. I got to keep all of them.
Yeah, you can't do that, man. Just, it set me back, man. I think I'm still set back, man.
Yeah.
2 or 3 days later, I'll probably be good for about a month.
Yeah, I'm literally woke up and I'm tired as hell.
You have to probably take a whole weekend off.
I can't.
Just to reset your clock to get.
I know, and when can I do that? I gotta live this life. The streets is calling me.
They calling me, baby.
They calling me.
They calling me, baby. Oh,
what we got from the people, man?
Oh, man, we got some good emails from the people, man.
Who's mad at me this week?
Nobody's mad at you this week.
Oh, man, good.
Nobody's mad at
good.
You.
Good, man.
I mean, you know, cats is, you know, kind of rain dancing on you, you know, since your girl got knocked out. They was kind of do a little rain dance on Twitter on you.
We're going to have a celebrity boxing match. I'm gonna bring my candidate like on Game of Thrones.
Bring your what is it called when you have your trial by combat?
Yeah. I'm bringing some of my homeboys to play ball out there.
This one is by my man Kate Gresham email. He says, "Yo fellas, I suddenly want to provide y'all some commentary on the brilliance display in an attached pic below. I'm gonna describe that in a minute, people. My jersey is hanging up in the rafters these days, but bruh, this is so unnecessary. Would have saved the players so much time when I was in the game. Which cup is your attention primary directed towards? Keep up the good work, fellas. P.S. Fuck Stacey Dash. Literally. Laugh out loud. Peace."
That's real. She's the greatest conflict of our time.
Yeah, we'll be getting into the bracket in a momentarily and getting into our final four. We will be talking. Do we want to talk about that before our main time?
We can do it at the end.
Yeah.
We can do it at the end.
So we keep you. This is a teaser. Keep you locked in. But this picture has four different color cups. There's a hot pink one that says taken, a purple one that says DTF, a blue one, turquoise one that says single AF, and then a green one. It's complicated. Now, automatic. I didn't know what DTF was until you explained it to me.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Down the fuck is what DTF means.
That is what that means, yes.
And single AF is single as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the difference between down to fuck and single as fuck?
Well,
I mean, obviously, but I'm saying, if I'm single as fuck, ain't they kind of like, I can be transitioned to the purple
nah,
cup?
Man, because there'd be people to be single as hell that have absolutely no chance. Like you're you don't have any ability to turn odds in your favor. So I mean, you're just single, probably not by choice, or you're single as hell because you're just out here. Nothing can satisfy you. Like you're just, man, I don't like anything. Man, I'm cool on everything.
You're being a snob, basically.
There's that too. Yeah, yeah, all of it. Like the people that just can't make up their mind about having nice things.
So you were saying before we start recording that you would have all the cups and just
at different points in my life. Yes, I have had all. Well, I've never had that single as fuck. Well, I guess there's been some times where I've been like,
no, I'm talking about the actual. If you were had,
if I was at the game,
no, at a party like
I don't know if I'd ever want that single AF cup though. I think I would take all the other three though. Like, which one did you, which mode did you spend most of your college career in?
It's complicated, mostly.
See, this thing is like, this is a thing that's just like Facebook Live.
No, that's been there forever.
I'm just saying, this game with these cups.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's just a bunch of people sitting around Facebook Live. Just like, everything is just complicated as hell for no reason.
Yeah, when they had that, they don't have that anymore on Facebook's destination and relationship status, do they?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Yeah, I just wondered if they do, because that was the go-to joint for a long time, people, when Facebook first came out. Okay. It's complicated joint.
I'm gonna head over to Facebook. I didn't want that it's complicated on mine.
I never had it either, but I just never put one up there, period.
I just don't, yeah, I'm going to say, I just don't want.
But at first, remember, you couldn't undesignate it at first. You had to put it on there when Facebook first came out.
Yeah, when Facebook first came out, it was a...
shout out to my superstar. He's the one that realized when you could take it off. That it was an option now to take it off.
That feels like something that he would figure out. He probably called in. He's like, hey man, this is ruining the game for me. We need to take this off.
Can we take off the relationship status thing or option?
Relationship status is still here, yeah.
But I mean, no, I'm saying the option of it's complicated.
I don't know what it just did. Even maneuvering Facebook these days is complicated for me. I don't even know how to use it.
They got too many options, man. Or maybe it was just so much simpler then.
Well, let's see. I don't know. I'll get to the bottom of it.
KG, I want you to hit us back. Let us know, and all of you all know, which cup would you have. I'm gonna put it on the Straight Out Lowcast fan page too, and on the Twitter, so everybody can see it as well. And let us know which cup would you have had, and how would you have maneuvered back in the day, or maybe you going to parties like this currently.
Wow,
we have some younger listeners.
Yeah, I mean, if you've been
to somewhere like this.
If you've been to one of these parties, please let us know.
Yeah, this was an amazing event.
Yeah, let us know as soon as possible how that worked out, what that situation was. Was it like people choosing up? Was it just a public service announcement? Like, how did it work?
How many dudes was in there with a purple?
So one? Let's adapt this then for brothers our age. If we had a 4-cup party, what would those cups be?
Married?
Yes. Not married yet.
No, just attached. But that means obviously you ain't married.
Some people just not married, period, ain't attached to nothing.
I said attached.
What does that mean?
Like you are
attached to what? No, I'm saying no. There's brothers out here who ain't attached to anything. I'm just saying, like, you can't put attached. You can't put attached because right now at this point, people don't ask you if you attached. They say when you getting married. So the cup says not married yet, because everybody's asked when you getting married, especially cats that are married. So it's married. Not married, comma, yet. Divorced and not looking.
And divorced and looking.
And married and looking.
There you go.
Now, that divorced and not looking is for them players. It's like just spending weekends in the Dominican living their lives because they just like, I did it. I ain't doing it again. Yeah, I'm straight. Shit's expensive. I'm not blowing my bread. But then you got them cats that's married. And looking. So it's married. There's going to be 5 cups in this one. There's going
to
be married. There's
going to
be... No, I'm not worried about any other relationship statuses at all. Yeah, yeah. Either you're married.
Or you're not.
There's 3 married statuses here. Hold on. I got a new one to put in. There's married. There's not married, comma, yet. There's, yeah, man, I'm married. Frustrated married brothers. There's the ones that's always they want to get out, but they can't. Like, they got their hand against the window when everybody else going out to kick it, but they stuck in the house,
looking out, like,
running them fingers down the window. And then you got the divorced and never getting married again, and the married but mingling. Them the 5 classes.
Married but mingling. Yeah, the married but mingling. That's just, like, I mean, if you down, you know. And you know what? Is the married with mingling cup change colors though? Like, that's the one that's like changes colors. Like, by if you got any, like, something, because you could change it back just in case her homegirls come in.
Yeah, that's the
you
one.
You gotta be that married. You can't walk around with that married but mingling cup.
Nah,
this gotta be like a glow in the dark situation where you gotta go in the dark or something. Like, it light up and then it turns into the.
It's like the thing on Black Panther. You pull your lip down, and it's got that other color on there. Let brothers know that I'm married. Then they pull that lip down and say mingling. In that blueprint.
And it glows in the dark.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Do we want to talk about Odell Beckham, man?
I mean, we can. I feel like this is something close to your heart.
I just tired of cats getting caught up in these with the cell phone picture thing with women.
I mean, I think he's the poster boy millennial athlete.
So you said it should happen to him?
It's just part of their life. Like, this is just how it works. They do way too much in times where everything's way too recordable, and then eventually it's coming back to get you. It's coming back to get you. You don't see this happening to the old time players.
No.
You don't see this happening. I mean, you hear stories.
Yeah, I mean, you get the stories. But
it even has stories about Peyton Manning out there. You know, and Peyton Manning's the golden boy, but you don't see Tom Brady on those cell phone videos. Yeah. You don't see that.
No.
They got some videos of Tom dancing and stuff like that that ain't that fly, but I mean, it's okay.
The Oscar La Hoya pictures.
Yeah? Yeah?
That's an old player that got caught out there.
Yeah, but Oscar been salting the game up, though, a little bit, too. Like, Oscar been doing that coke. You know, Oscar out there looking bad in the streets. Yeah. I'm talking about them cats that hold their situation together. And, you know, I mean, Tiger Woods really done just showing you how nasty the game can get.
Yeah, and that wasn't no pitches in there.
You got your Magic Johnsons, and then you got your Tiger Woods.
And you got your Michael Jordans.
Well, Michael Jordan literally gave up $500 million and still recouped it.
But that's what I'm saying, though. He was like, if that's what needs to be done to get you up out of here.
So
like,
did.
That's how much he wouldn't need.
But see,
he
Michael,
didn't fight one needed.
But then Michael got married again. And I'm like,
I don't understand that.
I was like, how? Like, what?
And had twins.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Michael.
His twins are younger than my daughter.
Yeah.
Like.
Mike, I don't know, man. Mike done lived a lot of lives. A lot of lives.
Yeah. And then, because he had a whole bunch of, allegedly, the whole illegitimate kids.
Well,
online.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Supposed to be a whole bunch of illegitimate kids he had.
Yeah, Larry Bird even had that cracking off.
I hear about this now. Mm-hmm. Larry Bird has illegitimate kids?
Mm-hmm.
Or a legitimate kid?
Kid. One he wasn't claiming. She was on Sally Jesse Raphael back in the day.
Was it his kid?
Yeah, she looked just like him.
Oh, so you ended up...
You know if you Larry Bird kid. But Odell Beckham, man, he need to... I don't know, man. He need to tighten up a little bit, man.
Yeah, especially with the contract coming up. You finna negotiate your new contract?
Well, he gonna get that money, though. That money coming. There ain't nobody, nothing he done gonna scare nobody off of no money. You think the cats that signed NFL contracts worry about a little dust? Dude, cats don't care about that dust.
You hear what we do with Michael Irvin? Like
with Chris Carter, Michael Irvin, a bunch of cats.
We had a whole place called the White House.
I mean, Marvin Harrison had a drug conspiracy ring, and we still was giving him that paper.
Marvin Harrison shot multiple people.
Yes, Marvin Harrison is a killer.
Multiple times.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison.
Didn't he have two shooting incidents?
Listen, Marvin Harrison.
They call him two guns, don't they?
Marvin Harrison will catch you on them 2-8s. Number 88. Better be careful messing with Marvin Harrison.
Fuck with two guns.
Yeah, right. You better be careful messing with old Marvin Harrison.
Shout out to Bomani Jones and gave him the name Two Guns.
I ain't messing with him.
I ain't messing with two guns.
No smoke in the city with me, Marvin. We all love
we
over
good.
Here.
We good. He from Philly, too.
Yeah, we good, dog.
Shot him in front of his car wash.
We good.
And I think he shot somebody else, like, after that, didn't he?
Marvin Harrison is like a character off The Wire. He is, might be Brother Muzon.
Oh, Brother Muzon.
Marvin Harrison might be Brother Muzon.
Yeah. Brother Muzon's underappreciated. But that's not
enough. Marvin Harrison, one of the only cats, too, that can rock that pure mustache.
He's the last of the Whispers mustaches?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the last of the Whispers mustaches.
Like, can you see Marvin Harrison in that Dennis Edwards video?
Yeah.
Can you just picture him in there?
Yes. Just sitting right in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking up to see how many times two guns
I'm shot just him? Saying, it's out there.
I thought he had two different shooting incidents. One was in front of his car wash, or like slash car wash. You should have known it was shooting was gonna happen. I think it was a car wash slash barbershop. So you should have known in general that violence was probably gonna take place in that vicinity if it's a barbershop slash car wash. Those just breed violence.
Mm-hmm. Now, the car washes and barbershops are there to mask violence.
But combined, though,
yeah,
it's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's
because you got too many different types of. Because okay, I may not get a. You got too many different crowds of people that can run into each other. Cat getting his haircut. Another cat got his haircut the day before and might not have saw that other dude he had beef with. But now he back at the same place to get his car washed.
But see, these are the problems that we used to have with wide receivers in the NFL. So but now we got Odell Beckham, who's the evolutionary TO. And he's just a different cat. It's like if you had some really athletic rappers. That's what Odell Beckham is. Like if Ray Shumard was combined into one cat and he was an athlete.
Okay.
That's Odell Beckham.
Yeah, that's Odell Beckham. Yeah. Sick with it too, man. But I mean, we just need to him.
He's one of the cats that's dope, but can never be on my fantasy team.
Because you can't trust if he's gonna be hurt or not, or like, or if he's gonna get suspended for some bullshit, like throwing a ball on somebody,
like twerking on camera. Like you're suspended. You were twerking in a hot tub with another dude who came up from underneath the water. Like morality clause, you suspended. Like
I'm surprised it didn't happen.
Be like, damn, the morality clause.
Damn, that's three. I think that's three games. Morality clause, like three games on the CBA.
That's gonna be a point violation. We don't get into that later on, but
yeah, a point violation is gonna be a. Well, shoot, we might as well jump into it now.
You we might as well. You know, and I need to add that to the scorecard because. yeah, that's a four point violation right there.
Negative four.
Changing the game up. That's what we're gonna call that. All right. So yeah, man, introduce the scenario for the evening.
All right. So we're gonna basically break down before this is a continuation of the crew episode.
In a way, yeah.
It's a spinoff.
People have been asking for us to revisit this. So what we're going to do tonight is called the Homeboy Scorecard, all right? So these are the elements that you could put together to find out how good your friends really are. Like, I want you to take your top five homeboys, take your crew, sit them down next to this when we get done with this show, and we will provide the scorecard on the Straight Out Low Cash feed so that you can check it out. But we're going to put the curriculum out here for you to judge your homeboys. This is the homeboy scorecard, and it works pretty simple. We're going to read off a number of things here that are plus minuses that you add to your homeboys, and you can figure out who your best homeboy is and who your worst homeboy is. And this is basically going to be how we started off. Everybody starts at zero. Everybody starts at zero, and when they do these things, we're doing this NBA style. Only we doing it with a flagrant foul in there, and also a 4-point shot. So we're gonna be innovators.
Big three style.
Yes. We're gonna be innovators, and we're gonna bring the 4-point shot into play here. So
I have one that I do want to add though.
When we get,
I'm gonna start with it first.
Okay, let's go.
Because this one I thought of as we were you had just said something.
Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Good thing.
Okay.
You know what? Going to one, you had just said something that triggered it for me.
Violating?
No, it was something that the homeboy would do that's good. You just said.
Oh, I don't know. Well, we'll just start reading the thing and we'll get there. All right, so let's start at the bottom with 1 point. With 1 point. This is a free throw. This is something you can do that just is like, all right, that's a solid, man. That's my dude right there. All right. So number one, somebody's got a strong group text game. Like somebody is always bringing that fire in the group text, whatever it may be. Making the day better, you're getting some laughs in, might be sharing a little bit of that footage, like whatever it is. Like that's
somebody's got this story to tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody that knows how to keep things light, keep stuff going. Strong group text game is good. But you know what though? That group text game gotta be on point. You can't be blowing cats up, like hitting everybody with like 85 messages in a row. Like, just come strong with that one or two things you got to say.
And it's cats will piggyback on when they can throughout right. the day. And don't be one of them cats, too, like, hey, dang, nobody gonna respond to me and shit?
Right. Like, bro, we all saw it. We all in this group.
Yeah, I respond when I get off work today, man. Let me get off work and then
right.
respond.
I'm trying to take this lunch break and give me some Popeyes, right. but you want me to waste that time.
I'm watching Jessica Jones on my break on my phone.
No, you need to enjoy your break more than that. We can talk about that some other time.
People say that Jessica Jones is horrible. But go ahead.
Alright, so next, another 1 point. This is a plus one. Somebody let you borrow some shoes when you're on the way out.
Our clothes in general.
Well, see, some clothes is going to be more than just 1 point. I'm just saying, I'm keeping it to shoes because, you know, that's like a real easy thing to throw on. You know what I'm saying? You can take it out. You know, that's love because, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you might be getting ready to go and them shoes just ain't right. Or you got that outfit and you just like, man, I know you got them whatever's over there. You got them Cole Hines over there. Let me rock them Cole Hines real quick.
Let me go and get them.
So I can get out here. So that's a 1 point. That's a 1 point bonus right there. Next 1 point bonus. You got it. We're always down to buy a round or pass the blunt. Like, he always got something to make a good time with. Like, he'll buy a round, he grabs some shots. Let's get some shots. Let's get some shots, you know.
Let's get it popping.
Yeah, let's get it going, man. Like, that's a catalyst. That's a brother that's a catalyst.
He brings everybody together. That's a bringing together.
That's morality, man. That's a dude that's raising morale right there. Now, you got to honor those brothers to take care of them, too. But somebody that's always down to be like, man, let's get some drinks. Let's go. That's a solid brother right there. Next, number one. Now, this is one you brought forward here. So, I think that this... Man, this might have to be a two-pointer. This might have to be a two-pointer.
Moving up from one to two?
Yeah, I think we got to move this up to a two-pointer, man. And you can introduce this one. That's a plus 12.
Let me be known if your homeboy messed with a girl and it wasn't his woman, you know what I'm saying? It was somebody he was just kind of casually with. And you hit him up like, hey, man, you know, Felicia been trying to kind of mess with me.
And you're like, man.
You know, I just want to just let you know. You know, it's all good. That courtesy call.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's invaluable. That's
and the way I take this is like if your homeboy see you hollering at a chick and be like, hey man, I just want to let you know I used to holler at her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, it's good. I'm just saying, you know, manage your expectations. Because, you know, there's a lot of that code in the streets where you can mess with the same chick, but you fool around and mess with her too heavy and you end up on that altar and your homeboy is standing back to back with you. And then before you know it, you got the best man.
But in reverse.
Yes.
Because you knew.
Yes. Because it was out there.
Yeah.
And you just let it get carried away. And you got lost in the sauce. Dead wrong.
Damn.
And ain't no stopping now.
You already down now.
Parlaying in the bush again. It's out there.
I don't know, man. That's going to be a tough one for me to have to deal with.
That's a two-pointer.
It's a two-pointer.
I think that's a two-pointer. That's like a long two.
Yeah, that's a nice little 16-footer.
Yeah. That's like a Patrick Ewing two-pointer.
Little Elijah Wan set shot.
Yeah, I'm gonna move this one down. I'm moving this one down to a plus one. Having a homeboy that's dope at sports. See, that's always good to have an ultra athletic homeboy that you can call on, and you know you got somebody you can go to, and you're gonna win a couple games on the court.
And also, if they've been play collegiate or pro, even another plus, they get a bonus one.
Yeah, you get a bonus. Now, if you're dope enough to have gotten paid to play sports, you get an extra bonus.
Because now we can use you also for hookups.
Yes.
Because
as long as you were good enough to acquire said hookup.
Like a recognition at some point.
Yeah, like you needed to be on a video game at some point.
College football or?
No, pro. You need to be on Madden 2K.
Okay, yeah, well, your name is actually.
Yeah, you need to be MLB, okay. The show. You need to, you know, NHL. Yeah, you know, you need to be on the game.
Yeah.
Not roster player number 14, who had a 98 speed back in 2003.
Shout out to Ed O'Bannon for shutting it down.
No, you need to be on Madden. You need to be a strong wide receiver on Madden.
Or NBA 2K, you know, those demos. Gotcha.
Need to be some motion capture of your grill for you to get a plus two. Next. Now, this is going to sound simple, but this is one I think that we kind of underrate. Because sometimes some of our homeboys is our homeboys. But they not fun to hang out with for real. They just your boys. You know what I'm saying?
You've been around them a long time.
Yeah, and they bring something to the table, you know what I'm saying? But they ain't just fun to go out with or go hit the club with or do whatever. So for the next two-pointer, it's being fun to turn up with. Because that's a big thing, having somebody that can go out and really be about it. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you got them socially awkward friends and ain't fun around other people. That's just your guy. It is funny. You just know what it is.
Hey, but then it's a negative, too, if they start, you know, blowing up the spot.
Well, we're going to get to that, too. We're going to get to that part, too, when we go down here to this other side. Next, what we got here next? Someone that always has some drink on hand.
Always coming through with a handle.
Yes.
Always coming through with something. And they have some different shit, too, though, sometimes.
Somebody that come to your house, and you know that they going to come through and bring that work through. Like, I had the joint at the house on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think everybody came through and had a good look in their hand. But yeah. I didn't have anybody show that I was questionable about. Like, man, he going to bring that Red Label Smirnoff over in this joint.
Red Label Smirnoff.
Or he going to bring a six-pack of Stag. And you're going to be like, come on, dog. What the
Stag?
I'm like, what the fuck? Where you find that at? You can't even get Stag in a sixer.
That's what you can't even get in a six pack.
No, but you somehow found it and you brought it over.
You went to a liquor store and
this guy. We having a party and you brought over a bottle of Moscato, a $6.50 bottle of Moscato. You're like, get the fuck out.
Am I drinking my wine?
Get out of my house. And you can hold on to it. Because that's the thing. People come over, they gonna leave their liquor.
Yeah.
But then you got a bottle of Moscato at your house that you never gonna drink.
And then your lady like, well, who bought this bottle of Moscato?
What you got this over here for?
Then you gotta ask
questions. And then you end up being in the position to be a bad friend because you got to snitch on your boy. We're going to get to that later. So that's a trap. That's a trap. That's not a good friend. Friends don't bring Moscato to other friends' houses.
I'm at the snitch on you because now my lady going to be like, so who's over drinking Moscato?
And it also makes you a bad look because you have complicated my way of life at that point. Like, the questions is looking crazy because you didn't buy that for... She knows you didn't buy that for her because she don't drink that shit.
Yeah. Because she done upgraded her shit by now.
That's even... Leaving a bottle of Moscato behind is even worse than having hers left on your pillow.
And it tells the woman that she was messing with, she was uncultured.
Mm-hmm.
Then soon as... Oh, so you messing with these uncultured bitches, huh?
So you messing with these young ass, these little young bitches, huh? You're like, nah. Nah, that was... Then you had that little moment where you had the good devil and the angel, the bad devil and the angel on your shoulder. And you'd be like, what should I do? He like, shit, that nigga left that Moscato over there. You better tell on him. But then you make your boy look like a punk on the other side.
Because your boy hollering at her homegirl, too.
But the rules of survival, right. And then the rules of survival say he wasn't even supposed to be over here that night because he was supposed to be with somebody else somewhere. And then now everything got messed up. So don't leave.
Because he didn't lie about even coming over your crib.
Don't leave trinkets of bullshit behind that's going to mess the scene up.
Yeah.
Next one. That's a two-pointer. That's somebody that's fun to kick it with. I'm sorry. That was somebody that always has drink on hand. The next one. Somebody that can put you on game.
Yeah, something. Shocks.
Just know what's up.
Like, yo, hey, they be having 3-for-1 drink specials over at Marty's.
Like, what?
On Thursday?
How long has that been happening?
It's been like 3 years. You'd be like, damn.
Damn.
Then you'd be like.
And then he hit you and he'd be like, and it be all new bitches in there.
Right, exactly.
And you'd be like, word.
And then you get there and you like, he ain't lying. Matter of fact, he's already there before you get there.
Right.
And he already in there. Going.
He's like, yo.
I told, and then he'd be like, no, he'd be like, I told you. Actually, that guy's probably the guy that's buying you shots too, though.
Yes, yes.
He's also got points for buying you shots.
Yes, he's a good time guy. He's a good time guy in the crew.
He's also probably got you, he's also pointing because it's 3-for-1s. So he's already pointing at the bar for 3 shots to come out.
Yeah, he's probably already got you covered. Like, I got you covered. And I got these over here for you too. Damn. And you just like, damn.
I'm cool with the waitress. We actually doing 6-for-1.
You're like, damn, man.
How you there? You were there that much?
Yo, my man. They got $5 wings too.
What?
Oh!
What? You don't even know what part of the city you in.
Now you got 3 drinks, a plate of wings, a bar full of women for $8. Because you got your homeboy that know where it's happening at. That guy is invaluable.
Invaluable.
You gotta have a homeboy that knows what's going on out here.
He is 9 out of 10, he's your negotiator.
Now, there's also a chance he might be your cheapest homeboy, too, because he knows where this deal is at. Yeah. But you know what? Having a cheap homeboy ain't a bad look.
No.
It ain't a bad look. Because he gonna be that cat that knows how to save money and find them specials.
But he also gonna be deterrence when you go out of town.
There's danger. We're gonna get back to him later too.
There's danger with him too.
Yeah, he's not on your Vegas crew. Let's just put it that way. All right. So now we're about to move into the 3-pointers now. Now we're moving out to where these are the now these are like where it separates the pack. Like this is where you're starting to get into your absolute inner circle homeboys right here. For our first one, number 3, I mean, everybody needs this. Being a great wingman. Yeah. That's a 3-pointer.
Was it taking a charge? Is that gonna be another? Is that another one?
That's a different one.
Man. Okay, but yeah, but just being a good one, being yo Darius Miles to Quentin Richardson.
This is this is like Sean Kemp and Gary Payton. Mm-hmm. Like this is a cat that's just like, man, I'll take it. Like this is having a Shane Battier on your team right here.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like a cat that's like, hey, you need a wingman? Hey, I need to hit this joint up. I need somebody on my side, even if it's just, you know, you got to go to the joint. It's going to be
your Robert Ory.
It's going to be boring as hell.
This is your Robert Ory.
Yeah, that works too.
I
think your Robert Ory is your homeboy that always can put you on game.
Oh, yeah. Like Rick Fox.
Yeah, that's cool. Rick Fox is actually perfect. He might not be a good wingman, though, because he might take the shine off of you.
He might take your lady, too.
Yeah. Slick Rocks. He might take your lady.
Yeah, let's change up. But, Slick Rocks.
I'm going to go with Shane Battier, man. Yeah. I mean, having a great wingman is always important.
Or is it John Sell?
You know who it is? No, hell no. It's Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh is a great wingman.
Oh, okay. Because he still start with you. He's still
going to the All-Star game with you.
Yeah.
He going to the All-Star game with you. You know what I'm saying? But I mean,
he don't need to have a whole bunch of shots.
Yeah, he don't need a whole bunch of shots, but he willing to go hang out, chill. You know, if you need a dude to just talk with a girl while you talking to another girl, he gonna do that.
He the one that cut him off for you at the door and they see him walk through. Like, yeah. Oh, shit, they go Vanessa.
Yep.
He talking to such and such.
Yeah.
I'm trying to buy some houses myself. Can you want to holler at you? Why he's talking to her about that? He's texting you, letting you know Vanessa.
Oh, no. That's a different role. We gonna get to that one. That's a 4-point role that you just brought up. Right there. We're just talking about a cat that'll roll with you wherever. He ain't worried about is who there? What does it look like? Who there? Man, is it gonna be any fine women there? He like, I mean, I need you to roll this thing with me.
All right,
cool. Let's do it. And he in there, he just playing his role. You know, that's a great thing to have. Wingman is a huge thing to have. Next one. Your homeboy is willing to open up Vandalay Industries for you and lie on your resume. You can say, "Hey, I need you to be one of my references." Like, I ain't gonna be your reference. I'm gonna open up this business. So our little record label that we had, man, I worked for Show Enough Records.
And I was the marketing director.
I reported up to Leroy Louvester.
And with your phone number on there for people to call when they call you. Oh no, he was a perfect employee. All my artists took care of all of them. I'm just sad he had to go. He's trying to do something different, though. Mm-hmm. He's trying to, you know, it's kind of rough around here. Give Me What You Got Records, you know.
Give Me What You Got Records.
And, you know, it's been kind of hard over here.
So, yeah,
you know,
man, he got to move on, but I support him. He was a great employee. He going to do well for you. Meanwhile, he playing 2K at the house.
Exactly.
While he doing
it. I was like, what, is that cheering in the background, sir? Oh, yeah, you know. It's the record business, baby.
You know, I got to run, man, but I'm going to tell you right now, man, that my man Chester is a good cat, man. You need to bring him on.
No, he said your nickname at first. C-Mac.
Oh, yeah.
He said on accident. He's like, oh, C-Mac is good as hell. Oh, no, you mean Chester. I'm sorry. He said your nickname first, C-Mac.
Yeah, right. He's going to try the whole thing. First,
but he's like, oh, but he cleans it up fast.
Yeah, so they,
He's like a Mack truck. He would just run through any problem that we need. He'd take care of like a Mack truck running right through it.
Yeah, right.
Because they'll change that up into you, whatever it is, what they'd ask for.
All right, so the next one is still in the 3-point range. And this goes back to the tried and true formula that we laid out for people a couple years ago about what goes into your crew. 3-pointer, having a tried and true utility man.
Yeah, man. Like a dude that can handle a couple of different things at one time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing.
Play different roles and everything. So it's just like, if you look at everything on the board with this is the guy that she comes in, he's the one that cuts her off at the door, like, oh man, I want to talk to you about real estate. It's part of not the same thing as your best wingman. But he probably can do that too. He's probably a good wingman too. So he's probably
right.
It comes in both of these things. Like he's like, oh well, you know, I want to buy some houses too, Vanessa. And he's texting you at the same time as he's talking to Vanessa about houses because she in real estate. If she an accountant, he'd be like, man, I can get my taxes done. Who should I? Should I really mess with H&R Block? Or should I do a private accountant? Then you can cut him off. You can get Diana away from you, and he's the one that can be able to facilitate that and help you out and let you know of what's going on at the same time. He's a beautiful thing with that utility man. He's got all those different components. Also, at the same time, is the one that's able to give you a little bit of a hookup too. Sometimes on stuff like, hey, holler at the third bartender on the left. That's the one you need to holler at. She be pouring that good deal.
Utility man can do everything for you. I mean, utility man can step up and do everything for you. So, I mean, if you got yourself a true jack of all trades that isn't in it for himself solely and it's going to be about the team.
He's got to be about service. The utility man is all about service.
Yeah, he's a facilitator.
Because he know he wins when everybody else wins. He understands that when you win, he's going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the facilitator. Like that's gonna be the big thing. Now, this is a little bit different than what we just had right here. Somebody can put you on game. This next one, number 3, is somebody that always has to connect.
Right.
Now, this is somebody that has the plug for real.
Yeah,
for
like
real.
The direct to
like I got these PlayStations. I got PlayStations for $150.
I got them Concord Jordans.
I got the fresh J's for the same price they are on the shelf. You ain't gotta go and buy them off the joint. And if you buy 3 pairs, I can get them for $100 each, whatever like that. You gotta have that homeboy that truly got that connect. Mm-hmm. Truly got that connect.
Get you a couch.
Yes.
For the logo.
Yes, delivered.
Yeah.
Like, you come to your crib and there's some cats out there with the couch taking it in. Like, how the hell?
I thought I was going to pick it up. Nah, man, I already
sent them off. Right. A cat that got them stock tips. And he's like, you need to
get about that serious stuff.
Yeah, you need to get away from that. I'm telling you right now. Guess what I'm going to do? He give you a card. Like, you just need to call him.
And give He'll break you down.
And give him $1,000. And he's going to put it where it need to put. That's the plug. That's the plug. The Beyonce, Jay-Z on the run tour tickets. You missed them, and now they cost $4,000 on StubHub. He got like 6 pairs he can just hit you with. And he ain't even going to bust your head for him.
And he ain't even going.
Right. He like I got him. Don't worry. I got you. Now here's the thing about having your homeboy with the Kinect. Now, the Kinect might come through at 11:55 when you need it at midnight. But he got the Kinect, and he going to work it out.
Yeah, just give him some time. When you say give me some time, trust him and give him some time.
Yeah, give that man some time. Let him do what he gonna do because he got the Kinect.
There is the antithesis of that is another person we're gonna talk about in the negatives in a minute. That is somebody you gotta watch out. That is the antithesis of that.
Yes, that's true.
You know, that's you gotta watch out. And whether there's somebody, this person we're gonna talk about coming up soon will be the one, they say he got some tickets for you for the Beyonce concert, but then when you get there, you gotta put on janitor's uniforms. You know, to get in.
Like, right. He got
them. Man, you said we have backstage passes.
He got them.
Yeah, you do.
He got them Beyonce tickets, but it's a Beyonce tribute. And you like, what the fuck is this? Why is Beyonce performing? Why is Beyonce performing at Lou's? Beyonce is not performing at no Lou's.
At Lou Time Spot. Like, but yeah, what we got next? We got the four? We should be up to four, right? Oh, we up to.
All right, so next one we got a three-pointer. A homeboy that can throw hands.
Can fight. Preferably like a martial art.
I'm a cat that just got that KO punch.
Yeah, but now everybody got a KO. You got somebody that knows some mixed martial arts like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and she break down one cat and break their arm. The rest of the people ain't fucking with nobody now because they assume all the rest of y'all can do it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so like you gotta have a homeboy. Cause then you already understand he gonna ride with you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's down that can.
The thing is, my negotiator is that.
Yeah.
Which is even crazier. The guy that got the hookup is the one that'll break your arm.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Which is actually a cheat code, really.
But you know what, though? Sometimes your homeboy don't even. Maybe he ain't even the best fighter, but he'll fight. So that's what you need sometimes. You just need somebody.
He's the one that's going to jump over on top of the table and jump down with that.
Somebody is going to be somebody that's just going to be, because he know he can't fight, so he might just go ahead, just grab a chair and just mash somebody.
Body, just off the top.
Like that's what, like, you need that. You need that. You got to have a cat that don't care on your side.
Get it started.
And got your back. Like, he might get his ass whooped while you in there flowing cats, but you're going to go back to the crib, and you're going to drink some of that Schlitz malt liquor that you got, and he going to look at him, and he going to be dented up, but he going to, hey. He knew he was going to get whooped, but he did it. He's better than the cat to take off running when it's about to... You with him too, my man? Nah, man, I'm just chilling. Like, that's the cat you don't want to be with. You want to be with the cat that's throwing bottles around. Like, hey, let's go. All right, now we're about to go to the elite of the elite.
The four-pointers.
We're going to the four-point range. Where when people do these things, they got to be in your wedding. You might name your son's middle name after him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the cats that really is out here going above and beyond the Call of Duty in the name of just being your homeboy.
It's real.
This is a cat. We're going to start this first four-pointer. That homeboy did a jump in the driver's seat when you got pulled over because you got warrants.
You got to do it fast, too. You got to do it while you're rolling, too. You got to do that while you're driving, too.
Yeah. 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 You got to put that thing in neutral. And let it slide off that road a little bit, like you slowing down a little bit, and jump in that other seat. Like, you got to be jumping in the front of the seat while he's sliding behind you to get in it. And the way that happens, a lot of cats go head first. You got to go feet first. You got to pick your feet up in the chair and then put them into the other chair. And the other cat got to do the same thing because you got to stay low the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A cat is willing to, because his record clean, you know what I'm saying? He got insurance. Mm-hmm. He good. He not tripping off anything. But you got them warrants. And and you got some trouble in your hand.
Because then they gonna pat you down.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's the...
Or the dude that you can hand the weed off to, though, too.
Yeah.
When they pull up, like, if they know the jank, they ain't gonna do nothing with you.
Yeah. Right. Kath is willing to take the risk of the charges for you.
That's a, it, like Slim with versus with Carmelo Anthony.
That's an elite level homeboy.
Slim and Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. Yeah. Elite.
That's level. You have, Google that, people, if you don't understand what that means. Mm-hmm. It'll pop right up for you.
All right, next. 4-point shot. Kath is willing to take a bullet for you from your girl.
Also taking charge.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing. You willing to take the heat from your homeboy girl so that you don't lose him. Because you could lose your homeboy if you can't take too much heat. And she get to associating that with you.
And then she just like, fuck that nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to have... But you know what, though? A lot of that comes from good negotiations and good dealing with her in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have that inner circle of trust. And you got to be willing... Where he got to be willing to be like, damn. All right, man, fine. I've been in that position more times of him than in my life. Where you he done got bent up. He done got drunk as hell. And you done brought him back to the house. You know what I'm saying? She's sitting there. She getting ready to tear off into him, but she not finna do it while you there.
Yeah.
And by the time he get in the house and get passed out, there ain't nothing left to do. That's it. You got him covered. You know
or
what I'm saying?
Or the whole thing, it was like, man, I was out with Craig and them. That's why I was at the strip club. You know how this dude be. Even though he was the one that fucking instigated the whole strip club experience.
Yeah.
But you took the L for the whole night and saying like, oh, man, you know, he had just got laid off and shit. He was going through some shit. And then he used you so much that she associates anytime he getting in trouble fucking with you.
Yes. And when you become him, you have no more value. You are the enemy.
Mm-hmm. One of my best friends, his wife, hated me forever because of that.
Because
he would be like, yeah, I'm going down to St. Louis to kick it with Swiss, man. And he wouldn't even be coming here, though.
Mm-mm.
And then it was messed up because then, like, I would be going to Chicago and then, like, I would have him hanging out. So she would associate it with me. Like, off the strength, like, oh, when he come in town. Because I would be dating different women at the time.
Yep.
And so she, so it just went with his and whole narrative.
Because the immediate assumption is osmosis, that you're going to rub off
on him.
And she know who he was when she came across him, too. And she going to say, that's his friends from back when he was that man. And I done worked damn hard to make him not be that guy no more. And now he going to come back in and ruin all my work? Hell no. So you got to be the shining knight. But you got to also be willing. You got to be able to finesse that situation, too.
You also got to be the super nicest dude to her, too, at the same time. You can, even as much as she be a bitch that you can't even, you got to just laugh, smile, like, you know, I got you, though.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to be super. So you got to just basically take heat.
Yeah.
Take shots all day.
You got to be the Teflon Don. You got Teflon Don that's willing to do that so that you can continue to water the plants of our friendship. And we don't have to take any massive losses or have any critical decisions where you become the once a quarter homeboy. Like, we can't even call him no more. You know he ain't coming out. He can't come out. Or your homeboy just put himself on probation permanently. He was just like, man, I know I can't make it.
Look, I know I'd be wilding though.
Yeah,
like he put himself, he's self-imposed, like it's self-imposed with, like, college.
And then like
an NCAA tournament team, and like they put themselves on self-imposed NCAA tournament. Like, we gonna put ourselves on sanctions. We ain't gonna even try to go to the tournament this year. No matter what, before the season starts, y'all ain't know how the record gonna be.
Yeah,
we don't even know. We ain't gonna go.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like, well, yeah, never mind. I'm not even gonna do it. I'm not even gonna bother with this. You don't want that. Because that's when you start getting to the point where that's where I'd be having to tell, like, you have to explain this to women and be like, oh, you got all the friends in town. You got all these things. You'd be like, well, I got a bunch of homeboys here, but some of them can't come out no more.
Exactly.
Some of them gone to
some
November.
Some of them self-exposed.
Some of them cats is exiled. Like, mm-hmm. when
self-exiled, too.
Yeah, they out there. They're gone just because they understand that they need the peace of mind.
And
they're
like Moses. He couldn't go into the promised land. He just had to stay back and wait.
Yeah, he just had to
post stuff back on Mount Sinai and just had to wait.
He had to throw the deuces, like... Yeah,
it was good, y'all.
I can't come to homecoming anymore. Like, for what? I just can't come anymore. It's over with for me. I got too much going on that weekend, man. I got, and my cat just become busy as hell, being like, man, when you be doing all this shit?
How much time you got on your hands?
You going to a woodworking seminar?
Woodworking.
The fuck?
In Branson.
Like, what you knitting your own jeans now? Like, what? Go buy them jeans. Why are you stitching your own jeans?
Why are you stitching your own jeans?
What are you, a Quaker? Like, he's just a whole different cat, man. But finally, man, for the last one we got here on the plus side for your homeboys, your homeboy that will bail you out of jail.
That will
get that money to that bail bondsman at 2:30 in the morning. You can call him. It don't matter where he at. What are he gonna do? He gonna find a way to get there. He gonna hit you with that. Damn. Aight, man. I'll be out there.
Fuck. No, no, the first thing, fuck you doing, man?
Like, didn't.
Fuck. You know what? Fuck it. We'll talk about it when I get there, dude. Fuck it.
Yeah. Gonna talk crazy as hell to you when you go back, getting you back to go get your car.
And it's some people that get half points when it's too, because they'll round up some other homeboys and they'll come together. And,
yes.
And Pony, like, shit, damn. He's the one that'll organize it for you. Yes. But the other people that's.
He the one that signed the paperwork that bail bonds me.
But some other cats that get free throws for being the ones like, shit, I got 50 on this shit,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You go 50, man. Shit.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the. That's
but
the.
They, but they the ones that ask for their money back, too, though. The one pointers, they'd be like, but I need that shit back by the weekend, though. Like,
hey, the new Jay's coming out, and Fletcher gonna go get them joints for me. He told me he got the, you know, he always got the connect, and they gonna be sold out in the store. I need this back, dog.
Fletcher actually has probably got something on the inside already. Like, hey, when you leaving out, the homeboy gonna give you a package when you
come out. Right.
Dude named Steve gonna come by your, how you even all in here? Don't worry about it. Steve gonna come by, gonna give you like a little package thing. Get
you
it
say
out.
You up? You hey, he on the phone while you in there on the phone. Hey, you say where you say he at? Hey, tell him to ask for Craig and find out. If, hey, tell him Craig. Hey, tell him Fletch said I'm gonna be out there later on. I got something for him. Hey, dog, I got you. Just do this for me, though. I got you. I'll be with
we'll
you.
Or he'll
out
be
there.
Mad at you, like, why you let me know you was going in? I had something that could have took in there with you. You could have hit it right up in your ass, Craig. I could have got something in there.
You know, my cousin is a CO up in there. We could have took care of it. You couldn't. You didn't even have to go up in that cell. You could have just been chilling out in the hallway. Like, that's the cat that's always got to connect. He always got to connect. But your homeboy that's going to rise up out of that bed and going to come out and pick you up from the county bing and take you to, you know, make sure you're good, make sure you're back on your feet. Might even stop by the Denny's or something on the way getting
it's
out of there.
Basically, y'all, it's play from Kid and Play when Kid got locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And he rallied everybody together. To, you know, to get all together and whatnot.
I feel like this is who Ralph Tresvant was for Bobby Brown.
Damn. This is an upcoming episode soon, though, people, too.
Yeah.
We're going to do a whole episode on Ralph Tresvant appreciation episode.
Mm-hmm. If anybody out there knows Ralph Tresvant, let them know we are.
Or his kids. Yeah, like, we'll take his kids. We'll take a cousin.
We're down to fly out. To Atlanta or Boston or wherever the hell he lives.
He's got a show in Boston, right?
He got something on the radio up there, yeah.
But I think, Ronnie lives in Boston. I mean, in Atlanta.
Okay.
Ronnie lives in Atlanta. I think everybody else might live up in the Boston area, though. Bobby's everywhere, so Bobby is.
Bobby Brown is everywhere at once.
And then Johnny's from D.C., and he lives in L.A., so. But still, let's go to these negatives, man.
Yeah, man. Let's turn this thing. Let's turn this thing over, man. All right, we're going to go down to the bottom. Like, this is where you start to find out whether your homeboys... If your homeboys do this, you need to evaluate your situation with them. Like, some of these things just happen in the course of life,
yeah,
you know.
It just happens.
But some of these things are egregious things that can happen that you need to be aware of.
Or they're recurring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, some of these, if they're a one-pointer...
I got another one-pointer I got to add on here. We're going to start right there.
Okay.
We're going to start right here. First negative. What was you about to say about the one pointer though?
No, I said if some of these that they're egregiously done over and over again, they can become two negative twos, negative threes if they've done.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. If you
have one pointers,
if you do a negative one 3 times, I consider it to be a negative three. Mm-hmm. Like that's just the play. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So let's start off right here. First negative one is your homeboy that's always jacking your swag. Like you do something, you got it figured out, it's looking dope, and then he just start doing it too. And like then before you know it for too long, you going out and y'all look like KC and JoJo.
Oh shit. Oh my life.
Dressed the same. Same lokes. Y'all look like y'all about to challenge for the tag team championships.
And that's
like,
real.
Bro, I bought all this shit first. What are you doing?
That's
like
real.
Swagger jacking is not okay in any sense of the word. Don't jack other people's swag. Period. Especially and then rock it at the same time as them. Or jack they swag and go out more often than them so that when they come back out with
people,
it on,
people think
you jacking they swag. That's foul. That's foul as hell. Next number one thing. Always inviting busted chicks to the house parties, to the barbecues, doing stuff like you lowering the prestige of the event, man.
Yeah. Because you bringing down the attractive women, they like.
And then cats, don't want to come around because they'd be like, man, there'll never be nothing popping at their house parties.
Because there's always some ugly ones.
Right. And they ain't bringing nothing. They just consumers. They not doing nothing. I mean, even a pretty chick come around and just be a consumer. That's fine. They come over. They just drinking. But at least they bringing something to the table.
Yeah. It's always good to see a nice pretty face.
It's always great to see a pretty woman around just being a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay with that. But don't be bringing around busted chicks and just having them. Or the ones that come around and they just want to be all loud and all extra all the time. Or the ones that want to come in. And this goes into the next negative one here. Terrible opinions on pop culture, on movies and films and
politics.
When somebody has got terrible opinions about everything, and you just be like, we were talking about this with Rich in the last joint, when dudes having terrible opinions, and everybody eventually just got fed up.
It's the savior of the NBA potentially.
Y'all not seeing the big picture, man. This dude got to figure it out.
He trying to free us all as black people.
Right.
Trying to teach us some shit. Instead of working for the men, work for ourselves.
What we need to do is build a Wakanda. Well, that's what we really need to get back to, is we need to have our
instead
own.
Instead of going to the movies to see the movie, why don't we build?
Right. You don't need to be supporting that movie because that's going into a white man pocket. Like,
I mean, it made $1 billion.
Like, that's.
I mean, it could have been $1 billion in the new Wakanda.
That's $1 billion white dollars that left your black hand. Like, these are terrible opinions. Why do you think this is okay to believe?
Even though it's crazy that I end up finding out the creative director of fucking Marvel movies is a fucking black person.
See? Look at that.
But people don't know that because they don't research. The creative director of Marvel Studios is a fucking black dude.
And this rolls into the next point here, which is the first level of the negative twos. All right, so this is, we've done the little small things, because you can get around somebody kind of jacking your swag.
You just know, like, I don't have certain conversations.
Yeah, it's like, you can't talk about that with them. You know, some cats got a different taste in women, you know, so it's whatever. You always got your cat that's, you know.
You always got the sleepy from, not sleepy that we know.
But, yeah, from, yeah, from House Party 3. Martin Lawrence.
No, it's from House Party 3.
Martin had bad taste in House Party 2 or 3.
Oh, yeah, bad chicks. He's always trying to get on a bat when he has had bad breath, remember?
Who's the one that always had the fat chicks?
That's Sleepy.
Oh, okay. You know, I thought that was the third one. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Not Sleepy. Stinky.
Okay.
His name was Stinky, not Sleepy. So, no disrespect to you, E. Dillard. that Stinky, not Sleepy.
All right. So the next joint that we got here, the first level two offense, is being a contrarian. If you got that homeboy or that homegirl who always is like, finding something to complain about, or
like, we gonna try to get up in here, man. We ain't gonna get up in this motherfucker. Why are we even trying? And then them chicks trying to holler at us.
Right, right. Well, I mean, we'll be you projecting your bullshit on the rest of us having.
They
a
be hanging
time.
With all them Rams players. You know. You know what I'm talking about, man. I know we don't have the Rams no more, but it's fitting to when I was out on the
you
street.
Got that cat that everybody in there loving Black Panther. Man, it was a hype, man. But for real, I wasn't really as dope as y'all trying to say it was. I mean, it was a hype, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, then one dude I saw today, though, something about, they made the women unfeminine in there, you know. It was cool, but the women was unfeminine in Black Panther.
Like, you just don't believe in enjoying things, do you? Like, you look at other people having a good time, and you be like, man.
You're the hater of player hater of the year shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
like,
find a negative in every fucking situation.
Like, you, man, y'all tripping. It wasn't as dope as niggas trying to say it is. Like, negative two right away.
As good as I got the hookup or nothing. You know. They be just bringing out random shit. But if you go on their timeline, they hate it on I got the hookup too. They'll compare it to something else. But if you did like a rewind of it, you'll find out that they hated on that movie too.
Man,
that
shit sucked. It wasn't no menace to society.
And then you. Man, I mean, niggas had to fucking get old dog locked up. He had to get locked up. What kind of niggas came crying and shit when he gets shot? I mean, that was some bitch shit. Nigga
this
get
movie
shot.
Sucked.
Nigga, I got shot 3 times. And I wasn't sitting there crying and shit. And he coughing up blood.
Your home, like, or like your homeboy that just automatically don't like LeBron James because he like Kobe Bryant.
That's, you know, or Michael Jordan.
Yes. Hey, man. Stop that shit.
Stop that shit.
That shit's
and
annoying.
It was the Kevin Durant fan, but then there was like a weird thing that happened because those Kobe Bryant fans were split with Kevin Durant fans. They became Kevin Durant fans because he stayed in OKC at first, and was the antithesis. He was the Luke to Darth Vader until they found out that Luke wanted to be part of the dark side too,
and was like, fuck this shit. The Rebel Alliance is all fucked up.
Like,
we ain't
got I'm still a Kobe fan.
We ain't got no new whips. We ain't got no new... Well, they got a fucking starship. I mean, a Star Destroyer. They got all kind of shit. Right. I'm gonna go on this fucking dark side. Emperor, what's up? I'm like, you need a new apprentice?
next 2-point takeaway from your homeboys. Getting too drunk and ruining the night. Like, when you get so
everybody
drunk...
Everybody can do that every now and then. That's fine.
Yeah, yeah,
but
it's
you
cool.
consistently are known for doing that.
Yeah, yeah, you a problem. Like, the cat that's going around, you at the bar talking to something nice, some nice little tenderoni, and he come up on you, throwing his arm around you and all in your ear. And,
oh, no, not even that, though. He got his arm around the girl, though. Like, he's trying to push up on the lady you
right,
on.
Right, right.
I mean, I'm just saying, though. You be like, yo! I had a homeboy once, man, when I lived in New York, man. I was talking to this young lady at the bar, man. She feeling me. I'm spitting Confucius game. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about at this point. I'm drunk as shit, and it's just flowing. You know, you in the zone, yeah. And you just hitting shots. Yeah. This dude come over, he put his arm around both of us, then threw up on her breast.
Man. Oh, man. That's it. That's a 10-point violation.
And then I couldn't even do nothing. I mean, I grabbed a napkin and just helped clean her up, went to the bathroom, and I was just like, I'm sorry, man. Like, it just took the deflated everything.
That was it.
Like,
that was the end of the action.
That was it, man. Like, and she was just like, I was like, you know, when you hit me up later, she was like, I'll see.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Homeboy done ruined it for you.
It was it. I never saw or heard from that woman again.
Right. She was ready to rumble, and then she wasn't. So, yeah, man, don't be that cat. Because you don't be the cat to get thrown out the club, and then everybody else got to leave.
No, or be like, we all going to go then. Or like when they, like, and they throw people out, and then they be like, I'm with them too. Like, sometimes they'll be, you know, they'll be like, so who you are? I'm with my boys, man. They try to throw them out. It's with him, and they come up and they throw your ass out too, though. Right. Because, oh, well, all y'all was starting shit. You be like, no, I was talking to the young lady in the corner.
You out. Next thing you know, you're on the streets.
Your homeboy get thrown out.
Homeboy get thrown out when he saw us like that. You gotta go because you can't have him just out in the streets. Because
you don't know what's gonna happen to
him. Yeah,
because
he might fool around and get swooped up or get locked up or do something crazy. Like, then you gotta leave because he's on one. Or he falls asleep in the club and get the gate like Jazzy Jeff. Yeah. All right. Next 2-point violation. Coming out the crib looking busted and lowering the prestige.
Yeah. That's a little bit... That don't happen as much now.
No. 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 Not anymore. No.
Because cats don't get out like they much they used to. So they got some fits saved up.
But that's for other cats. That's getting out on the... This cats is getting out every weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude that just believe in some type of fashion that just ain't hitting. And it's like... That just ain't gonna work. Like, or you just decided you're gonna wear these fucking sweatpants to the club and they like, you're not getting in with them pants. Like,
you tell them ahead of time. That's even worse. You tell them ahead of time. You know that you're going somewhere that has a dress code. And you're like, but I mean, these motherfucking Gucci sweats.
He's like, hey, dog, they're sweats. Y'all niggas some haters, man. These motherfuckers cost $300. They cost more than everything you got getting. You like, all right, man.
That's fine. I mean,
you like, it told you nothing.
Nice, you know what I'm saying?
Told you not to wear that dumbass pants. And now, once again, you standing outside the club while that work walking in there. And the Rams is walking in behind them. And now you done lost them. The Rams got your girls.
And you looking right. And it's the girls that y'all invited to come out.
Right. Right. Another negative two. Always ordering something in the drive-thru and don't have any money.
Or coming out and don't have no money.
Right. You just out here in the streets living pro bono.
It's different if you let me know, like, hey, man, I ain't got no money. I ain't going to pop out. And you be like, no, I got you. Roll. Let's go and roll with me.
Yeah.
But you can't be rolling out like you all good on your, because you assuming that you working on the solo, you know, if you popping out.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't let me know, and it's like, and then they be ordering big shit, too, though. So it's not like they get in the drive thru and they're like, shit, hey, I'm just going to give me a double cheeseburger or something. They like, let me get 4 double cheeseburgers, 2 cheese fries, chicken ring with cheese. Damn, they got them new motherfucking jalapeno dress. Let me get 2 of them jalapeno. This is White Castle's people, if you haven't realized what I'm talking about.
I know exactly.
Yeah, the 2 jalapeno poppers. And damn, they got jalapeno burgers too. Let me get 1 of those. Now I don't even know if I like those for real.
$27.50. And you
shit. I'm like, you be like, damn. You be like, damn. You getting all that? Like, yeah, hell yeah.
No, let me get two double cheeseburgers in a mix.
Exactly. That's what you want. But you was like, because you got $10 in your pocket, so you know what it is. And then he got up there and he was like, oh shit, nigga. Patting his pants. Oh shit.
He was straightening that leg out in the back seat.
And oh. Like, hey man, did I leave my car at the spot?
He's like, man, you ain't bought no drinks all night, man.
That's it.
You ain't got no damn money. You just ordered $27.
Then you gotta go straight through. You fucked up your night for the drive through. You gotta go straight through. Drive straight through. You can't even stop because you can't even get your order.
No. I got enough money to buy this food. I'm just not buying this nigga $27 worth of food because you left your wallet. Allegedly. You had your wallet when you had to pull that ID out.
Damn.
Patted itself all the way down. Cats be having.
Let me check.
That can be your cheap ass homeboy too that got that money, but he's sitting on it too.
Yeah. Damn, let me
that's not a friend.
Do you remember? Do you remember when I put my wallet up under the seat though when we first got in and they started giving you a slap? Did you?
Yeah. See, nah, hell no. Now let's move to the negative three violations.
Oh shit!
The negative three violations. First one. Somebody has always got a scheme to get ahead, and they calling on you.
Now this can also be confused with the hookup person too.
This is
sometimes they're interchangeable.
This is a hookup person who hookups only benefit them,
or it's they 50-50 too. Like it's like these Beyonce tickets may be like I said, but you may be wearing a janitor uniform to walk in the back. You got backstage passes because you backstage helping look like you clean up.
Right. Like, right. Right.
You know, you
a caterer.
I got the hookup to the Super Bowl, but you dressed up as a fucking security person.
Right. You a caterer all of a sudden. Exactly. You bringing in rolls of sandwiches and shit.
You like, all you gotta do is bring it in, put that shit down, take off your jacket. You in here, you already in. You ain't got no seat, but you in here.
Somebody just got that scheme, like the cat on Atlanta. Got them gift cards. Hey, they about to cut that gift card off, man.
Like, what? I just
They own to you.
They own to you. Like, first of all, how do you know they own to you? Like, that's the funny part about it. Like, did you get a call for, like, other shiesty niggas that let you know, like, they own to... And your homeboy has bought what they own to.
There's a shiesty cats convention.
Yeah, it's like a... It's a union. Like a text message union. Like, hey, they own to us, my nigga. Them black cars is cut off.
Next one we got here, negative three. The dude always trying to call dibs on chicks first.
And not even trying to talk to them. Or not even really on, like, they say that they got them.
Well, he hollering at chicks that ain't interested in him and ruining them on the crew.
Hollering at them. You're like, oh, he must be hollering at her.
Right. And now nothing's working in his favor.
Nothing.
Nothing's working in his favor. Now she annoyed with the crew, so she's done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Negative three. Hollering at your homeboy's ex and not mentioning it.
That's a...
Now, I've been there before, and I looked at both of them like,
word?
Oh, all right, cool, I see what's up. And I did the exact same thing back to him later on that semester.
Yeah, that's real. I did the same shit.
I said, now we're broken even. We're broken even now.
We both had two negative fours.
Yes, we both two. That's a three.
It's a three? Okay, yeah. We back both at negative three. We good.
Now we can move to the negative fours. Now this is getting serious. This is when we go into a whole new category of potential problems. First negative four pointer. Like, how bad you gotta miss a shot for it to be negative four? Like, you gotta shoot it over the backboard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is pulling up a three and shooting it over the backboard
and hit somebody in the crown.
That's gonna be a negative five. but the first negative four is that dude is always wasting chicks. Like, you going through and you hollering at them, and because they know that's your homeboy. Even if they feeling you a little bit, because he been raggedy as hell and just tried to holler at everybody, now you can't holler at none of them.
Because it's like, oh.
Because he been throwing salt in the game, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he been promising them stuff and doing all this, and she feeling them heavy.
Giving them dreams. Mm-hmm. Some of them dreams.
Yeah, wasting chicks. But with no intention of ever doing nothing good with them. Like, purely, completely wifeable, good chicks. Like, the chick you should have an ambition to get after, he just balling them up and throwing them away.
It's like getting the bins and just saying, fuck it, I'm gonna piss in it.
Right.
Like just because I can.
Right.
Like, because I didn't feel like stopping at the Quick Trip.
Right.
I just gonna lean over in my passenger seat to piss in it.
Right.
And you got a perfectly good bins straight off the lot.
Right. The next negative four, your homeboy that don't jump in that fight. Like, you in there and you got numbers until you don't. And then you find out later on that he just was kind of like, whoa.
Falling back like
that. Man, he was tripping, dog.
I thought it was one-on-one.
Right. You saw all five of them cats stealing off on me.
And just straight up deucey dosey.
And he like, ooh, not me.
Man, I was getting a drink for real. I didn't even know about it. I was getting a drink, and all I heard was Matt was getting in the fight.
Yeah.
I ain't know what Matt. You know, it's a lot of Matts.
He at the bar ordering a drink on my tab.
This is the same motherfucking night
that I'm in that joint hemmed up by security and a cat, tussling, buying a drink on my tab. Drinking it quick, too.
Oh, shit.
Drinking it quick.
We about to get up out of here. We need three more, too, though, because we need to get up out of here.
Let me get 3 1738s real quick, and then, like, what?
And cash it out.
Right. And then leave a big-ass tip on top of it.
He's trying to holler at the fucking waitress at the bar.
Yeah. So, all right. The final negative four. This is a step up from a negative three. It's already bad enough if you holler at somebody's ex. This is hollering at your boy's ex with no notice.
At all. Like, you just find out.
Like, you just is like, somebody tell you. Somebody else tell you, like, yo, ain't Daryl your man? And you be like, yeah, that's my guy. Man, I don't know, dog. You might want to check this out, because, man, I seen him with Shorty over at Lou's for 3-for-1 night.
Because it's your one homeboy that's there all the time.
Yeah, this your homeboy that's there all the time. Your cheap-ass homeboy telling you, like, yo, man. Yo, he was over there with you was hollering at Shorty for, like, 2 years. And they rolled up in that joint, and they left together. She was all up on him. And then you hit him up, and you be like, nah, man, I don't even know what's up with that. And you be like, what?
No. Normally, the first stage, they probably maybe denied it. You're like, come on, dude. Like, man, it just kind of happened organically, man. She, like, just hit me up on Facebook about trying to get a job at Edward Jones. And then we went out for, like, a lunch thing, man. And then we was like, fuck it. Do you want to go get some drinks afterwards? We could discuss it more because I knew somebody that could maybe hook her up. And then we kept drinking. And then we got back to the pad because I didn't want her to leave. And then she starts sucking my dick. And then, you know, we start kicking it, man.
Here we is.
Yeah, then I eat a pussy, and then we just kind of...
Meanwhile, you sitting there, joint, you fuming.
Oh, you hot. But you can't even get that hot, because especially if it's not an immediate ex.
Yeah, you can't get mad. But you got it. But all you got to do is send that notice out. Like, you have to send notice about that out.
Yeah.
Like, this
and area, everybody else, and you got to send out the rest of the crew, though, too. Like, yo, we got a straight-up violation out here, though,
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, you gotta have.
We need to talk about this at some point.
Because then you gotta have the discussion about whether they're getting voted off the island.
That's voting off island situation. That's the one. That's when you be like, yo, I mean, what grounds are we on?
Can we afford to have this cat around? Can we afford to have this cat around?
And that's when you gotta go. Because then I guess the statute of limitations, depending on how many years it's been.
And that's when you have to go.
That's when you bring it to the court and be like, well, damn, it's been 5 years.
That's when you have to go to your utility man to pass judgment on that situation.
See, I'm a one is like, yo, you put two or three women that you can have, that you always can always have dibs on, and nobody can fucking touch, that are regardless of where you've been in your life, married or not.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta have
this. It's so many women. Just don't mess with those three.
Yeah, you gotta have an off limits. You gotta have an off limits.
Just don't mess with those three.
Because I can't come around no more. If this is happening, like, I can't come around.
Do that.
I can't
somebody come around. That I felt I was in love with and all this shit. Like, I can't do that.
I can't come around, B.
No,
I can't see y'all on Instagram together. On Instagram, cuz on Instagram, everybody's seeing that. And then you seen your homeboys liking it just because they showing love. Then, like, no,
look, I was like this. It was a dude I did business with that was trying to holler on my exes, and he knew that was my ex, and I ain't fucked with him since then. Off the strength of that, and that ain't even my homeboy like that. It was just off the strength of, like, I'm so good with the cold, I wouldn't do that to somebody that I even knew associate-wise. Like, if I met your lady with you, and we were just kind of cool, even if you're not my close homeboy, I'm not going to holler at her.
Can't do it.
Because if I met her through you, I'm not going...
Can't do it.
Can't do it. That's how much I'm going to have a cardinal rule with that. Like, I'm not even going to even... mess with if we just on even on associate level where we got each other phone number. If I got your phone number, that's how I feel like I'm not messing with any woman that you date.
Right. That's fair.
That's just my I call. That's just my
code. The final negative four here is dry snitching.
That's a bad one too, man. Some niggas don't even know they be dry snitching.
Nope.
Too.
Some cats just be yapping.
Just chatty patty, man.
Telling the secrets. Giving the game away.
Giving that big bug. Telling me stories all the time. Telling me stories. That Big Bub. Shout out to Big Bub, man. From the group Today. That's when he went solo.
So, we got dry snitching at that negative four. Do we need to go any further in the dry snitching so people know the difference between what we're getting ready to say here?
Yeah, I mean, dry snitching is a thing of like, I mean, Craig was... I mean, Craig do like going to bottoms up a lot.
You be like, nigga. I did not mention that to her.
You like, what? You just start looking around like, what?
And he's sitting right there.
Yeah, like, and he ain't. And it's either two... I mean, if he's sitting in front of you saying that, he don't even know he's dry snitching. He's doing the first 48 where he's like, I mean, I do hang out. We do hang out on that street sometimes. We did come out of that liquor store, but we didn't shoot him.
No, we wasn't there for that. I might have seen when it happened, but I didn't do it. And you're like, wait a minute, you saw it?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. What do you mean you saw it? Yeah, it was a 45. It was
Man, when I say I saw it, man, I just was kind of like, you know, like I seen it, like I heard it, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we have a picture of you. And they didn't say they got a picture of it. Well, shit. I mean, okay, yeah, I laughed.
You like, shit, you got a picture?
I was like, no, I laughed. I mean, the reason I'm smiling in the picture is, because they only know you smiling. The reason I'm smiling in the picture, because I thought it was funny that the nigga I just saw in the liquor store got shot. And I thought it was real ironic. Like, that was a real irony there. Like, but then if they just keep on going. But I think a straight up dry snitch is like, or a private thing is like, I mean, oh no, that's a direct snitch though, kind
of. All right, let's get into it. Like, the worst thing, because it's
a real thin line between dry snitching and straight up snitching, because I feel like you direct someone to me, it's a full snitch. Dry snitching is you just running your lips too much.
Yeah, you're talking too much. You out here gossiping.
But if you're telling like my lady,
here's the thing. Now we go to negative five, which is the worst thing you can possibly do. Straight snitching.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing you can do. This can undo five acts of full friendship in one swoop.
And the worst is that, well, I've had somebody straight up snitch on me and said, that's because I wasn't being a good guy.
So let's do the math.
And he was trying to do the best thing for that woman.
Yeah, let's.
She was too good for what that was. I was like, yo.
You can be, let's do the math here on the plus twos here, okay? Mm-hmm. So you could be a great wingman and be dope to kick it with. Like, this is like your homeboy. You go out, you a great wingman when you do it. The moment you straight snitch, you in the negative. You already in negative one. You have erased two complete acts of phenomenal homeboyism with one thing. And but you still got to do something to get back over.
Nah, wingman can end up...
Wingman can ruin your life. If you get a wingman that goes rogue... Like my man Topper...
Like, not rogue one, rogue two.
Like my man Topper Harley that went rogue... From Hot Shots.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. They're just like, fuck it.
He is like, fuck it. I'm going into business for myself. Like, straight snitching is like when Hulk Hogan joined the NWO.
Yeah.
Like you in there, you think you good? Like, oh man, my man's here, and then he come in and just leg drop you, and you like, oh no.
It's all like, no. This is it? Like really?
Is this the end?
Mama told me Monday.
That's that straight snitcher when he just in that joint and girl, tell me, Daryl, tell me the truth. Was Matt in there hanging with them hoes? Yeah.
No. He was excited. Like, damn. Because he gotta make it dramatic. He can't be like,
Daryl, quit playing around. Tell me, was Matt there? At that Dick Sucking Mania 2010.
Dick Sucking Mania 2018.
Was he there?
I mean, no. But then he tries to exonerate himself, though, too. Like, I left before all the dick sucking happened. Because he exonerated himself, though.
But.
Yeah, man. He was there. He actually got a commemorative t-shirt, too. And you go into his closet.
He got a bobblehead.
A bobblehead.
He got a bobblehead of getting some head.
Pictures.
But I tried to tell him. I tried to tell him, man, that's not the play, man.
I told you was too good of a woman, though, nigga. Oh. Switch and fuck up on you and fuck around
and go get that negative nine.
Get that Well, you got to fight then.
Now, here's the thing.
You going into the position where you got to fight.
Here's the thing. If you get over -6 at one time,
you got to fight.
You live, you got to fight. At that point, it's on sight. Yeah. -7, -8, it might be pistol play time. -9, it's not a matter of if you're going to die.
It's when.
So if you straight snitch on me because I was at Dick Sucking Mania 2018 when I was supposed to be seeing Black Panther for the third time. And then you turn around and holler and try to holler at my girl successfully, there's nothing left of me. In the words of Marlo Stansfield, my name is my name.
Oh.
My name is my name.
So is this basically Avon and Stringer?
Yes. Stringer got like a -11. Yeah, he put the feds on to him.
Feds on him. Got his nephew killed. His nephew, baby mama.
Yeah, and was penetrating his step family.
Mm-hmm.
And he was treating him like a little oak.
And what's the sad part about it is the dude that snitched about all that, he was there during the second 2018 too. He was sitting next to you.
Right.
He's got the community t-shirt as well.
He's the one that told you about it at Lou's 3-for-1 night. He's the one that told you about it.
He gave you the flyer. Like,
he said, oh, shit. He sent it to you in a group text. He said, y'all, we here on Friday night. Dick Sucking Mania 2018.
All you saw is all emojis from niggas in the
fire emojis. Like six fire emojis. Six fire emojis.
And then one dude.
The old Spice Man. Nodding his head.
The one dude that's on probation got the fingers up to his face. They're like, can I get out? Yeah, these are the rules. And let us know your infractions too, though. Let email us know your
police
infractions.
Police yourself.
Yeah, let us know what's some good points.
Police yourself. Score your homeboys. I want you to take this rubric and score your homeboys and figure it out. It's okay if some of your homeboys, this gives you something to work with, but it also might unearth some things that you don't even want to know about. Score your homeboys.
Mm-hmm.
Score your crew. See ladies, how your crew is doing.
Ladies, flip-flop all this for you gender-wise.
Yeah, I wouldn't even begin to know all the things. That list of negatives for ladies would be...
Oh, 20, it's probably a lot.
It would be 45
this
deep.
This is way more simplistic.
45 deep, at least.
For just you think more than negatives?
She got the same nail color as me. That's a -7.
She got the same makeup.
That's a -15. Like, what? Damn,
she out the crew.
What?
Like, why she leave? Negative. She wore my same makeup. She saw me get Lancome. And get that Lancome.
She knew I wanted to get that new Rihanna shit. And she went out here and get it. And she ain't even doing it the way I was going to do it. That's a -36. And be like, a -36? You got to kill people from her family that's been dead for 15 years. You got to go to the cemetery and kick some stones
on.
Exactly.
You got to piss on my grave. Type shit. You have to die. I have to have died. You have to have pissed on my grave. And I have to come back from the dead to murder you for murdering me and my family.
Right. That's it. At least.
Yeah. At the minimum.
At least.
And then haunt you in your dreams at the death.
It's a lot of work that goes into being
a woman.
-36. Woman crews. I can't.
All right. Let's get into this bracket, man. Let's go. Final four. The final four is here. We have... This is sound like a real NCAA tournament bracket. Because you only have two number one seeds in the final four.
That's true. This did not play out the way we anticipated to. You got a small school that's taking a run because it's got a veteran presence. And Angela Bassett.
All seniors.
Even the sixth man is a senior.
Look, and half of them JUCO transfers.
Yeah, right.
Like they had a little trouble getting to where they got.
None of them are going pro.
None of them.
Because they center is like 6'5". They sent, well, UNLV had Larry Johnson.
But you got one gunner, but all them other cats are JUCOs.
But I'm just saying, though, she don't even have Larry Johnson on the court. Angela Bassett is Michigan State.
Oh, that's the consistent seniors.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. She might have like one McDonald's All-American that ended up not being as cold as you thought they was.
You got Valentine.
They got Kelvin Torbert.
Kelvin Torbert.
Kelvin Torbis.
You got Sean Respert.
Yeah, no kidding. Sean Respert averaged 27.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but then everybody else is averaging 10 for you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Everybody else is like, just like 4.5 a night.
You know what? You know what they are? They are the 2000 Michigan. She's the 2000 Michigan State squad.
With Mateen Cleaves.
And Mo Pete. The unnamed Michigan white guy that was down low for them. We don't even know. You don't know his name, do you?
Yeah, no, I can't.
But you know what he looks like, though, if I showed a picture of him to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he probably
played. You envision him in your head, though.
He probably played for the Jazz for a little while. Most likely.
I mean, my mind is like Brick something. Or something.
Brick Tamlin from Anchorman?
No. I mean, people in Michigan would probably be like, oh, they probably yelling at the podcast right now. Like, y'all disrespecting the state. How you ain't talking about him?
Well,
Charlie Bell was on there. Shout out to one of my homeboys. Grew up with Charlie Bell. He's a good time. That is, next time he comes down from Detroit, we got to have him on the podcast.
Charlie Bell?
Yeah. No. Oh. My homeboy is Charlie Bell's homeboy.
Oh, okay.
He has great stories about Charlie Bell. I'll give you all a synopsis. Charlie Bell was on probation for drinking liquor. So he had to carry a bag around with him to blow into at certain times. But the bag was set for Michigan time, but he was in Vegas. That's I'm just going to start you from there. I'll let him, when he comes on, my man Brandon, come on. So... Charlie Bell maneuvered the system because it was set for East Coast time, but he was on the West Coast.
Shout out to Charlie Bell. Hopefully, we didn't just get him locked up and get a negative.
No, he's off probation. He's off probation.
So we got Angela Bassett going up against Vanessa Williams. We got the veteran.
That's 2 versus 2. No, 2 versus 4.
Yeah, we got
2 versus 4. Angela Bassett came through, knocked off Beyonce, Janet Jackson, Kerry Washington.
She's on a warpath. If she gets Vanessa Williams too, I'm gonna say that the stack of the deck is stacked.
Vanessa Williams knocked off the big number one seed of Pam Grier by one.
She did. They edged it out with a last second jumper.
Last second, man.
Last second jumper, because Pam would have won if it was tied.
Yeah, because she was the higher seed automatically.
Yep, she would have moved on.
She'd have moved on. Then on the left side, all number one seeds.
We got the two strongest performers in this entire tournament.
And it's one of those semifinals where you like, damn. I wish we would have had this for the final, but you didn't project. You projected the bracket would have had the number one seed of Beyonce making it. I was anticipating
a Beyonce Vanessa Williams showdown, which I think was going to be.
But you thought maybe even a Beyonce finals versus a Holly or a Nia. So you was like, oh, we need to stack the. We didn't know the only two number one seeds were going to be on this side.
Yeah, I didn't foresee any of this happening.
Just like the NCAA tournament happens all the time, like that, where it's two number one seeds on one side.
Yeah.
Michigan State year once again when they had to play Florida in the final.
Yeah. And now we got a super regional matchup on one side, like Duke versus UConn in the semifinals or something. This is like the year where North Carolina, UCLA, Memphis, and
it was Ohio State
and Kansas, when all the number one seeds went that one time, the only time that happened.
Yeah.
And then Kansas just got nasty on Carolina and just wiped them up.
And then got nasty on Memphis.
Yeah.
And then
they brutalized Memphis in that national championship.
And Memphis missed 30 free throws in a row.
What's going to happen here?
Man, I can't even call it no more, dude.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm picking Vanessa versus Nia.
I voted Vanessa versus Hallie.
Yeah, this is the thing, though. We have a nice brown-skinned contingent of women that will come out and make sure that doesn't happen.
Halle Berry is a special case.
Yeah, I agree. I don't see either Vanessa or Hallie will fall.
Oof.
They may get behind. They may make a choice because they probably figure that we need to make a choice. They might go behind Angela.
I'm putting the full court press on. We got to get these. I need to see all different perspectives on this. I need to see everybody that's coming for this entire thing because it's getting nasty here, headed into these championship rounds. And so I like how things are starting up.
Woo! The pre numbers.
That early with 10% of precincts reporting, things are looking very aggressive.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say everybody come out, make your vote feel, make your vote be heard.
Go to bracketfy.com or go to the show no links, Straight Out Low Cash fan page, Straight Out Low Cash on Twitter as well. Vote. Get in there and vote.
Be heard, man. Get out.
We got people who's mad at us and everything. We like, yo, you know how hard it is? It took us 2 hours to get this. My buddy's acting like it's a hard thing to do to get something like this together people and be objective about it.
People wanted us to sit down and vote on the history of the presidential races. And I guess
this is fun.
We might revisit it later in the summer with a much bigger bracket. Maybe. But the unsanctioned
TV shows in
the unsanctioned bracket is coming soon that Daryl ain't participating in.
Oh, the unsanctioned?
The unsanctioned bracket. The greatest black character of all time. It's coming out. I'm working on it. If I got to sit down and figure it out myself, I'm doing it. 64 greatest black characters of all time.
You got to let me in on this.
You said you didn't want a part of it.
No, I didn't.
You said you didn't want a part of it 2 shows ago because you said, I'm not picking against those characters against each other.
Yeah, yeah. I still want to give it a perusal, though. Like, I still want to be a consultant. Like, I don't want to have to be. I don't want to be the executive producer, but I do want to, you know, give it a little look-see over. You know, just
the greatest black character of all time is coming out for the hot spring.
What is the best black TV show?
We can do that too. We can do that.
Black TV show should be first before
we can do that first because we started talking about that. That's going to be on the next episode of the Wire tributes.
Yeah, because we got to bring focus back, and if we could discuss season 1
mm-hmm.
or the Wire.
Yeah,
man, this has been a great episode. Hope you make sure you email us. Let us know your crew situation.
Yeah, we got
the story. Anything we need to add, though. We may need to add some stuff.
The rubric is coming out. Grade your homeboys. Who's a good homeboy? Who's a bad homeboy? What kind of homeboy is you? It's time to go home. It's finals time. It's time to take it to the house. Figure out where you're standing at.
Shout out to hopefully, man, Mizzou can get these wins, though, this weekend.
Yeah, man. Go for that.
I haven't filled out my bracket yet. Do you have Mizzou in the Sweet 16?
I like the chances.
Yeah.
I like the chances.
Xavier team is real susceptible to an upset. Yeah,
they got to get Florida
and
State.
Y'all technically may get – when y'all play Friday?
Friday at 8:50.
Technically, Barnett can be off probation, too, because that's another week. Sunday is another week.
Oh, yeah, he can play on Sunday.
Yeah, so technically, you just got to get through Florida State on that Friday.
Which I think is the tougher of the two games.
You think that's tougher? It's going to be tougher than Xavier?
I think for matchup purposes. They got some size on that squad.
Yeah. So they get past Xavier, you think they can get past... Because then after that, who they have that bottom half? Is that
Ohio State or Gonzaga. I think that's where the party is.
I think Gonzaga is going to be there.
That's where the party is.
And then Sweet 16.
I'll take that second weekend, though. I'll take that second weekend.
Yeah, you can go with that. Sweet 16 is a Sweet 16.
Yeah, I'm with that.
It's schools ain't been a Sweet 16 in the last 30 years. Right. So, I mean.
Right, including this
one. It is what it is. Look, thank y'all for listening as always. We will be back. So, are you going out of town, right, for your trip? When's your trip?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. All right. So, we're going to have to double up on some episodes for y'all, too, coming up. So, we're going to do some special shit coming up for why he's down at town for your cruise, right?
About to be my birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, birthday cruise, man.
Yeah.
So, we will be back soon, y'all. Peace.